Good morning, everybody. As
good morning.
Said, my name's Brittany, and I want to congratulate everyone for making it through day one, and I really hope you're enjoying it so far, and if you're not, you have one heck of a day coming for you. So we're about to transition into a whole new part of Antioch, and I'd like to ask that you simply open your hearts to everything coming your way this weekend, and especially to what you're about to hear. So last night, we were given a wonderful talk by Mason about God's calling for each and every one of us. But the question still remains, what is he calling you to do? Are you called to help in the church, save lives, or have a family? The answers might not come right away, and you may even question your presence on earth, but over time, questions such as these will be answered, and you won't have to wonder. You'll know. But there is one important step into knowing God's calling for you, and that is being able to answer one important question. Who am I? Now, you may be wondering why this three-worded question is so important to you. Well, the simple answer is this. You would not want to be anything less than God's calling for you, because you will always seek for more. So, how many of you guys watch Netflix, go on TV, Instagram?
Yo.
All of your hands should be up. Okay. Well, you might not realize it, but all of these things are like slowly brainwashing us by hiding expectations, meaning the expectations are there, but we don't really realize it. So I want everyone to close their eyes. Close them. And I want the girls to picture the perfect guy. You may be thinking of a tall, muscular, tan guy. Now guys, I want you to picture the perfect girl. You may be thinking of a girl shorter than you, small waist, a big bust, and a big rear end. You can open them now. So normally when you think of the perfect person, you think of a celebrity. And what are celebrities used for? They're used to portray the perfect image of the society around us. I know when I think of the perfect guy, I think of Taylor Lautner back in the Twilight days, and the perfect girl is someone like Angelina Jolie or Beyonce. Yes. But but not only is it the looks, it's the way you live life. Nowadays, you have to be rich like the Kardashians. You have to go to exotic places and buy expensive clothing that you could easily buy for a cheaper price at another store. And not to mention, you always have to be doing something extraordinary because it's what the people want to see. You may laugh at some of these descriptions, but they're true. As we see a bunch of girls having fans, we follow, not because we want fans, but it just so happens we want to fit in. And as guys see bodybuilders get the girls, they follow because they fear loneliness. But these are just two of the many reasons of society rubbing off on us. I'm not sure if you realize it yet, but this is what society wants for you, not God's calling. So basically, as we try to fit in, we lose ourselves, our individuality along the way. We lose what makes us, us. One of the main factors of being influenced comes from our own insecurities. Some of us feel more insecure than others for a plethora of reasons. One could feel insecure because they were once bullied or they felt like they've never fit in a crowd. Others may not be receiving enough attention, or it could be something as simple as not being elected prom king or queen. Situations like these can cause someone to feel like they're not good enough and then they want to follow in others' footsteps. I know my insecurity still lingers around when grading period comes. So a method to revealing someone's insecurities is the way one reacts to compliments. Some compliments may cause us to feel embarrassed and blush, while others don't really have much of an effect. A compliment I'll usually get is like, how pretty my teeth are, because they're really straight and white. So my response to that compliment usually turns into like this really huge smile, but then I kind of like hesitantly say thank you so I don't sound like conceited, and then I'll like hide my teeth. I'll be like, oh, thank you, you know, like I'll just kind of like and then there's the compliment of how smart I am. But then for that one, I'll just be like, no, I'm nowhere near smart, but thank you. And then there's the last part where they say, I'm such a happy person, I give off such a good vibe, and then I'll usually like smile like really big and say thank you. So as you can see, accepting compliments can definitely show a lot about how you feel about yourself. So like sometimes we may feel embarrassed and have to worry about living up to people's compliments, which makes us people we're not as well. So a lot of people see me as a really strong, happy, independent individual. And I personally believe I'm a very easygoing person who like likes to smile 24/7, but I also see some imperfections. So I've always hated wearing glasses for the simple fact that I like never wanted to be called Four Eyes, because like there's a huge story behind that, but I'll make that really short. Basically, the first time when I got my glasses, I remember walking into the cafeteria and sitting with like my group of friends, and like next to me, like a little bit more across, there was like this other person who had glasses, and there's like this really big, not big dude, because we're like in elementary, but like in the moment he seemed like those tough guys, and I remember him calling the person next to me like making fun of him because he had glasses, so I kind of like hid. I was like, oh my gosh, and I like looked down and made sure he didn't see me. And like ever since that, I was kind of like scarred. I was like, oh my gosh, what if I get called this? And then like, I also hate that I can't lay on my side without like my glasses bothering me, and I have my contacts in right now. So like in the end of the day, I know that I can't see. So then I get like really angry how like sometimes I'll go to the beach and I know either my glasses come off or my contacts, and that really frustrates me. And like, I also hate that I'm like really skinny, because like nowadays you gotta have like an hourglass body to be considered beautiful. And like, I also hate that I'm a really sensitive person. Like, I wish I could be a lot stronger, and I'm still working on that. So like I said earlier, our insecurities are what cause us to portray an image that isn't really us. And you may know some of the following people. There's the tough guy, the one that's ripped, muscle shirts, and tough, but he could easily have a really soft heart. There's the cool cat, the one who isn't afraid to take risks, but they can be afraid on the inside. The siren, the one who has all the girls, guys, and seems a lot older than their actual age, but they could easily feel really ugly inside. There's the angel, the one who gets along with everyone and never turns down an opportunity to help someone, but they may feel like their help isn't enough. And the brainiac, straight A's, perfect GPA, involved in every extracurricular activity, but they may think they're not smart enough. And then there's the jocks, the one that says sports is their life, but they may want to perfect their skill and try to beat everyone else around them. And lastly, the comedian, the one that's funny without even trying, but they could be laughing because they don't want to show how broken inside they are. How broken they are inside. Just kidding. So if I were to plug myself into one of these categories, I'd like to believe I'm the brainiac, because I'm always striving for the perfect grades, and I join all these clubs, and like being called a nerd doesn't even bother me. And ever since my parents have found out I was gifted, they've always expected so much from me. Like, my brother and my sister could easily get like a C or D, and then they'll be like, oh, why'd you get this? I'll be like, oh, because of this. And they'll be like, okay. So then if I ever got a B, they'll freak out, and then I have to give like this whole essay about why I got a B. But like, if there's one thing I've realized, it's this. Like, tons of people call me like smart, and I try my hardest not to fail anyone. So like, when someone asks me for the answer and I don't know it, I usually kind of like hesitate and like try to find the answer, because if not, I'm gonna feel like really dumb, and then I feel really ashamed. So like, cause like, I'm supposed to be like that smart girl that like knows everything, and like, I guess depending on who I'm with, my smartness varies. Like, few people know I'm like really laid back and chill, while others only know me for like how smart I am and how I'm always doing work. So like, I'm like two completely different people, and I'd be lying to myself if I said I'm never tired of work. Like, there's always those problems where people ask me, did you get this done? Did you get this done? And I'm like, no, not yet. Like, what? You should have been like the first ones to get it done. And I'm kind of just like, I know. So I've been learning that like not knowing everything is okay, and like I'm still working on that. But there's nothing wrong with trying to fit in, but you want to remember that you weren't called to fit in. You were called to stand out. And in life, we have everything backwards. We believe if we do good things, that will make us good. When in reality, it's more of, we do good things because we truly are good. If there's one thing that has impacted my life, it's this. I am good because God made me, and God does not make junk. And I want all of you to remember that too. I'm gonna quickly read you a Bible verse. And this is Psalms chapter 139, verses 1 through 6 and 13, 14. I, Lord, you have probed me. You know me. You know when I sit and stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. You sift through my travels and my rest. With all my ways you are familiar. Even before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it all. Behind and before you encircle me and rest your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, far too lofty for me to reach. You formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am wonderfully made and wonderful are your works. So after reading this Bible verse, my heart was kind of like really filled with joy knowing that I don't have to question my existence. I don't have to question my presence on earth, you know, like there's someone that knows me really well and has this whole life planned out for me, so I don't have to worry about being like the smartest person on earth and like all this stuff. And like we really have to see ourselves through the eyes of God, because he sees absolutely nothing wrong with us. If we can't see ourselves through his eyes, then we won't ever accept the goodness of others and we'll always be distracted by our own insecurities. Sometimes we may feel that our features are horrible and we have no purpose, but we gotta remember that the big man is making diamonds out of us. So I would like to ask everyone to bow their heads as I end this talk in prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you for bringing us all here today, because you, Lord, knew that from the very beginning that we would be here. And I'd like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to be drenched in your love. And I pray that throughout this weekend, you open our hearts and let us listen to you. And really let us hear your calling for us. In his name we pray, amen.